They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 4. Wrongdoers eagerly listen to gossip. Liars pay close attention to slander. The book of Proverbs was written more than 2,500 years ago, but the issue that it tackles are so up to date that you could easily imagine that it was written yesterday. Today's verse reminds us that there have always been gossips. There are many references to gossips in Proverbs, and it's clear that the writer is deeply disturbed about their power to destroy relationships and to make life thoroughly miserable. Of course, everyone understands the magnetic power of a juicy bit of gossip. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8, we read, "The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts." The gossip may draw you in by telling you that they haven't told anyone else this piece of information. It's because of your special relationship that they're giving you this privileged insight. The gossip then shares their news in as dramatic a way as possible, and you are hooked. It's a dangerous process. But the reality is that life today is just the same as it was in the ancient world. Gossip is as destructive as it has always been. Every community is fertile ground for gossip, and churches are no exception. The love and care that binds a church together means that there's a constant flow of information. So there's a continual danger that it could amount to no more than gossip. We are wise to check ourselves when we pass on information about other people. The mnemonic THINK, think, is helpful. Ask yourself these questions. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? If it doesn't pass those tests, then keep quiet instead. Concern about gossip is found in both the Old and the New Testaments. The Apostle Paul often spoke about its dangers and urged his readers only to share what was, quote, good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. We must listen carefully to his words and respond to any gossip that we hear with decisiveness and love. So let me ask you a question. What is your response when someone shares gossip with you? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to do everything possible not to pass on gossip. Give us your strength and wisdom so that we will always speak in a way that brings encouragement and help to others. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.
BMS World Mission. Hands on hope. In Jesus' name. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
From now until the end of December, tune in to Premier Christmas Radio and experience the hope, peace, love and joy that only the sounds of Christmas can bring. Enjoy hours of Christmas music, classic carols and festive favourites. Listen now on the Premier Plus app or your smart speaker. Premier Christmas Radio. the real sound of Christmas in association with Open Doors.